Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 11th March 2021. The United Arab Emirates UAE has stated its commitment to increase investment and trade with Malaysia up to 5 times. In an unprecedented move, Abu Dhabi confirms the sky is the limit for its cooperation with Kuala Lumpur. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin said this was conveyed by Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, who is also Deputy Prime Minister of United Arab Emirates and Deputy Supreme Commander of the UAE Armed Forces, during their meeting on Wednesday. The High Court in Kuala Lumpur today ruled that the Yang di-Pertuan Agong's proclamation and the ordinance enacted under the emergency law cannot be challenged in any court of law. Judge Dato' Ahmad Kamal Mat Syahid said this was provided for under Article 150 in parenthesis 8 of the Federal Constitution, which among others states that the Yang di-Pertuan Agong's decision over proclamation of emergency shall be final and conclusive and shall not be challenged or called in question in any court on any ground. The Kuala Lumpur court was told today that Datuk Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi had asked for 10 million ringgit in donation from a Singapore-based businessman in their first ever meeting, claiming it was to help the poor. MECC investigator Chris Sheldon Anamaron, whose duties include investigating corruption and money laundering cases, said this while testifying as the 98th prosecution witness in Zahid's ongoing bribery, criminal breach of trust and money laundering trial. Kelantan Police have detected a handful of officers and rank and file personnel who refused COVID-19 vaccination. Its chief, Datuk Shafin Mahmud, said the matter was detected through the letter of consent that had to be signed by them before receiving the vaccine injection. Therefore, he said they would be called up in the near future to find out more and detail the factors that caused them to refuse to receive the vaccine. China's parliament approved on Thursday a draft decision to change Hong Kong's electoral system, further reducing democratic representation in the city's institutions and introducing a mechanism to vet politicians' loyalty to Beijing. The measures are part of Beijing's effort to consolidate its increasingly authoritarian grip over the global financial hub following the imposition of a national security law in June, which critics see as a tool to crush dissent. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.